Jeopardy! Today's contestants are a director of client engagement from Miami, Florida, Darren Hall. A filmmaker from Astoria, New York, Ryan Carmichael. And our returning champion, a financial counselor from Jersey City, New Jersey, Elise Nussbaum, whose one-day cash winnings total $34,600. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Hi, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, folks. One of the joys of hosting Jeopardy is that we have become, over the years, very much like a family. And from time to time, some former champions will visit with us in the studio, find out how things are going, and offer encouragement to the future contestants. We have one such champion in the audience today, a very popular one, Austin Rogers, in the front row. And I'm sure that if he were offering advice to Darren, Ryan, and Elise, he would probably say something like, if you can master the game with and do all of this stuff at the same time, you'll do very well. Let's start finding out if that's the case. Here we go. Categories, please. Putting out the welcome math, not Matt, followed by weird legal news. Soup to nuts. Hold it, H-O-L-D, coming up in each correct response. We'll deal with 20th century history. And finally, nicknames from Tony Stark. And Elise, you were brilliant yesterday. Let's see if you can keep it going today. Make a selection.
All right. Soup to nuts, 200, please.
The Campbell's Soup website calls this and a grilled cheese sandwich a dinner combination that can't be beat. Ryan.
What is tomato soup?
Yep.
Soup to nuts, 400, please.
You can't make traditional pesto sauce without basil and these nuts. Darren.
What are pine nuts?
Good.
Nicknames for Tony Stark for 200.
Tony's name for this web-slinging hero is Underoos. Elise.
Who is Spider-Man?
Yes.
Putting out the welcome math, 200.
This branch of math uses symbols to represent numbers or variables in arithmetic operations like 2x plus y equals 10. Darren.
What is algebra?
Yes.
Putting out the welcome math for 400.
Sometimes you see the signs. Others, you go off on one of these, a straight line that touches a curve without cutting through it. Elise.
What is a tangent?
That's it.
20th century history, 200.
On December 19th, 1984, Margaret Thatcher and Zhao Xiang signed a joint declaration to end British rule in this place. Elise.
What is Hong Kong?
Good.
20th century history, 400.
The people seen here are forming this painful reminder of the hungry 1930s. Ryan?
What is a breadline?
Correct.
Nicknames 400?
Hawkeye gets this moniker of a Lord of the Rings archer. Darren?
Who is Legolas?
Yes.
Nicknames from Tony Stark for 600.
Tony's nicknames for this group of Avengers light: Blue Meanie, Nebula, Build-A-Bear, Rocket, and Mr. Clean, Drax. Elise?
Who are the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes.
Soup to nuts, 600.
Small meatballs and vegetables are joined together in this Italian soup that sounds perfect for a nuptials dinner. Ryan?
What is Italian wedding?
Yes, that's right.
Nicknames 800, please.
Tony refers to amnesiac assassin the Winter Soldier by the title of this 1962 Frank Sinatra thriller. Elise?
Was the Manchurian Candidate?
Yes.
Soup to nuts, 800.
It's the nut in Nutella. Darren?
What is a hazelnut?
That's it.
Soup to nuts for 1,000.
A French chef in New York gets the credit for creating this creamy potato and leek soup that's served cold. Elise.
What is vichyssoise?
Yes.
Weird legal news, 200.
In 2009, maybe a teen should not have robbed a cop at a police convention and tried to flee via taxi near this Pennsylvania capital. Elise.
What is Harrisburg?
Yeah.
Weird legal news for 4.
A novelist who penned an essay on how to do this to your husband got arrested for allegedly doing it to her husband. Darren.
What is murder?
Murder, yeah. Not a good idea. All right, we're going to take a break. All three players off to a good start. Happy to see that. Stay with us. Darren Hall is from Miami. says here you completely botched your marriage proposal. Now, how does one completely botch it? How long have you been married?
I've been married for 20 years now.
So you didn't botch it. It worked.
It's been a point of contention.
Oh, really? What happened?
I had gone out golfing and came home early with the, you know, did some ring shopping, came home with the ring in the bag, and didn't realize that she was going to be where I was going, and she saw the bag and immediately guessed what it was, and I was forced to propose on the spot instead of a big, big production.
Okay. Ryan Carmichael, filmmaker from Astoria, New York, an avid runner. Yeah. Who doesn't like talking about it? Why?
I don't like talking about it. Everybody knows the stereotype of the marathoner who only talks about marathoning, and I've been in enough circles of conversation where two runners get to talking and people gradually start dropping away. So I only talk about it for being asked. So you're asking me, I'm talking about running. This is it.
Thank you very much for stopping when you did.
You know, that's what I do.
Elise Nussbaum is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. You have a collection of dresses, but from two specific periods of time.
Yes, I am a huge fan of vintage from the 60s and 70s.
Are we talking about A-line dresses and things like that, or am I in the wrong decade?
You know, I'm agnostic when it comes to the silhouette. I just love a bold print and bright colors.
You know, I'm the same way. Whenever I wear a dress, I like a bold print. Darren, you're in command of the board right now. You go ahead and make a selection as we go on, please.
Let's start with hold it for 200.
There's an initial preposition in this word meaning to support. Elise.
What is uphold?
That's it.
Hold it 400.
To perceive. Old timely. Elise.
What is behold?
Good.
Hold it 600.
A 2016 report said Ford had revolutionized this central console compartment. Elise.
What is the glove holder?
No. Ryan. Oh, it's not going to come. Darren.
Where's the cup holder?
The cup holder, yes.
Hold it for 800.
In this game, there are five community cards. Darren.
What is Monopoly?
No. Elise Orion. Elise.
What is Texas Hold'em?
That's it.
20th Century History 1000, please.
Answer there, the Daily Double. And you're in the lead.
I'll bet 1,200.
Okay. Queen Victoria's eldest son took the throne in 1901 with this name and number.
Who is Edward VII?
You got him.
Putting out the welcome math 1,000.
Oh, say, can you say this kind of triangle having no right angle? Or at least make some kind of indirect reference? Darren?
What is a scalene triangle?
Nope. Ryan or Elise? What is an oblique triangle? Back to you, Elise.
Welcome math 800.
In 1,431 divided by 53, which we will not have you solve, 53 is the divisor, and 1,431 is this. Elise?
What is the dividend?
That's it.
Hold it 1,000.
An official who continues in a job from one administration to another. Elise.
Was a holdover.
Correct.
20th Century History 800.
The 381-day bus boycott in this city was triggered by Rosa Parks' arrest for refusing to give up her seat to a white man. Darren.
What is Montgomery?
Correct, with less than a minute now.
Tony Stark for 1,000.
Tony calls Loki by the title of this 2009 Broadway musical about 1980s hair bands. Darren.
What is Rock of Ages?
Right.
Weird legal news for 1,000.
Blowing our minds in 2010, a Nebraska native got nailed for DUI, costumed as this device that depicted a blood alcohol level of 6.9%. Elise.
What is a breathalyzer?
Yep.
Legal news 800.
A burglar in Vancouver, Washington was arrested after he broke into one of these fun experience places and naturally couldn't get out. Ryan.
What is a maze?
Nope. Elise.
Was an escape room.
Yeah, he broke into an escape room.
Legal news 600.
The BBC said in 2012, after a SeaWorld trip, Welsh tourists woke up hungover and with this type of flightless bird in their apartment. Darren.
Was it a penguin?
Penguin, right. And with that, you go to 3,400. Ryan, though, in the red now. He will go first in Double Jeopardy. Stay with us, please. Ryan. man is in the red. He is now experiencing the loneliness of the long-distance runner. Let's get him on the plus side. Starting off with the book of lake and pond and river, followed by new to the OED, that would be the Oxford English Dictionary. Then we deal with Pillars of the Earth. They're taking place this Sunday, the American Music Awards. And Klaus Encounters of the Third Kind. Ryan, do it.
Let's do Of the Third Kind for 400.
The second of these German empires ended in 1918. The third came along just 15 years later. Darren.
What is the Reich?
Correct.
Of the Third Kind for 800.
The Third Amendment to the Constitution is about the right to not have these people in your house. Ryan.
Who are soldiers?
Good.
American Music Awards 400.
He opened the 2016 AMAs with a performance of his golden mega hit, 24 Karat Magic. Ryan.
Who is Bruno Mars?
Yes.
American Music Awards 800.
The 2015 AMAs saw Taylor Swift take home the trophy for Pop Rock Album. This one named for the year of Taylor's birth. Ryan.
What is 1989?
You got it.
Music Awards 1200.
This guy probably felt better now after winning Favorite Male Artist Pop Rock at the 2018 American Music Awards. You know I said it.
Who is Post Malone?
You got him.
Music Awards 1600.
At the 2017 AMAs, Favorite Song Pop Rock went to this one by Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee, featuring Justin Bieber. Elise.
Was Despacito.
Yes.
Pillars of the Earth 400.
The one pillar pagoda sits very precariously in this Vietnamese capital. Elise.
Was Hanoi.
Right.
New to the OED 400.
This adjective, meaning swindled, that sounds like a chess castle was the culprit. Darren.
What is rooked?
Rooked. Good.
Pillars of the Earth for 800.
The Rock of Gibraltar is one of the two pillars of this mythical figure. Darren.
Who is Hercules?
Good.
Pillars of the Earth for 1200.
Answer there.
Daily double. All right. I'll wager 3,000.
Three it is. Here is your clue. A rock formation shaped like a pillar of salt near the Dead Sea is named for this biblical woman.
Who is Ruth?
No, who is Lot's wife? Lot's wife. You're at 2,000. Pick again.
Pillars of the Earth for 1,600.
This British hero's column is in Trafalgar Square. His pillar was in Dublin, until an IRA member blew it up in 1966. Elise?
Who is Nelson?
Yes.
Of the Third Kind, 1200.
After Saladin's capture of Jerusalem in 1187, this English king helped lead the Third Crusade to try to win it back. Darren?
Who's Richard Lionhearted?
You got him.
Of the Third Kind for 1600.
The third Winter Olympic site, and the first one in the United States. It's not far from Saranac Lake and Tupper Lake in New York. Ryan.
Where is Lake Placid?
That's it.
Music Awards 2000.
This K-pop group made its official U.S. TV debut at the 2017 American Music Awards, performing its hit, DNA. DNA. Elise?
Who is BTS?
BTS, yes.
The book of Lake and Pond and River for 400.
Thoreau's goal in writing about his time by this body of water was to front only the essential facts of life. Ryan.
What is Walden?
Yep.
New to the OED 800.
This derisive four-letter word for a novice in an online community. Elise.
What is noob?
Noob, you got it.
Book of Lake 800.
In an 1884 novel, Jim is held as an escaped slave after rafting down this river. Elise.
Was the Mississippi.
Yep.
Book of Lake, 1200.
Answer there. The other daily double, and you have a commanding lead. Very comfortable.
I'll wager 2200.
Okay. Chapter 25 of Le Morte d'Arthur is how Arthur, by the mean of Merlin, got Excalibur, his sword of this woman.
Who is the Lady of the Lake?
She is the one. and that takes you up to 18,400.
New to the OED 2000.
This mythical-sounding product of the Pitahaya cactus. Elise.
Was the dragon fruit.
Correct.
New to the OED 1600.
This two-word term for the spot from which conspiracy theorists think an unknown second gunman fired on JFK. Elise.
Was the grassy knoll.
Yes.
Klaus encounters 400.
Physicist and spy Klaus Fuchs was convicted in 1950 of supplying this country with secrets about the Allies' atomic bomb research. Elise.
Was the Soviet Union.
Yes.
Klaus encounters 800.
Klaus Baudelaire is a character in this 13-book series. Elise.
Was a series of unfortunate events.
Lemony Snicket. Yes.
Klaus encounters 2000.
As Bror Blixen, Austrian actor Klaus Maria Brandauer was married to Meryl Streep in this film. Elise.
What is Out of Africa?
Good.
Klaus encounters 1600.
Václav Klaus was president of this Central European Republic from 2003 to 2013. Ryan.
It's the Czech Republic.
Good.
Klaus encounters 12.
This German actor and father of Nastasia was as well known for his eccentric behavior as for his acting. Darren.
Kinski.
Who's Klaus Kinski? Yes, less than a minute now.
The third kind for 2000.
In July of 2019, around a big anniversary, there was renewed interest in this 88-year-old, often called the third man. And that would be astronaut Michael Collins, first trip to the moon. Darren, back to you.
Pillars of the Earth for 2000.
The Egyptian pillar, called by the name of this great foe of Julius Caesar, was built 300 years after he lived. Elise.
Who is Darius?
No. Who was Pompey? Three clues left up there, Darren.
The book for 2000.
I've never been in a boat before, says Mole to the rat as the two head down a river in this Kenneth Graham novel. Elise.
What is The Wind in the Willows?
Yes. And with that, you move up to 25,200. Another big day for you. Games will run away. Let's take a look at Final Jeopardy. The category today being featured is American history. Always a good subject for Jeopardy. We'll reveal the clue in a moment.
A controversial plan to uproot Howard County students comes to a vote. What's next for those impacted by the redistricting plan?
A wild attack caught on camera. What sparked this violent altercation? And who police are looking for?
The Gecko's Chinese takeout barely fit into his tiny NYC apartment, but his belongings are protected by this type of insurance from the Geico Insurance Agency. What is renter's insurance? Geico, more than just car insurance.
A great opportunity for our champion, Elise, to pick up a lot of money today. The category is American history. Let's see how the three of you do with this clue. One a Civil War hero and one a U.S. senator. Brothers with this last name were both considered for the 1884 Republican presidential nomination. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Come to you first, Aaron Hall. You had 4,400, and you wrote down, what is Benton? Incorrect, I'm sorry. That'll cost you 2,200, half your total. You're at 2,200. Let's go to Ryan. He had 6,600, and he wrote down, what is McKinley? No. That'll cost you 2,201. You're going to finish in second place. The game was a runaway. Elise had 25,200. Did she come up with the correct response? Who, what is Arthur? No, we're talking about William Tecumseh Sherman and his brother. It's going to cost our champion something, 5,000 only. She picks up 20,200 today. That gives her a two-day total of 54,800. And she gets to come back to wrap up the week with us and try to earn more money. We'll see if she can do it. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.